You're listening to the audio production of Truth Plus Love, Audio Bible Study by Matt Brown, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Truth Plus Love includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
Being here in a math class takes me back, but not necessarily to good memories, because math was not my best subject. But you do learn helpful things in math, like formulas that you can take with you in the rest of your life. Paul, in the book of Ephesians, he gives us a formula, I believe, that will help us to be influential in the world for the sake of the gospel. He says in Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love will grow into every way into him who's the head, Jesus Christ. So he gives us this formula, truth plus love. And what I believe is it will equal influence in our world. You know, if we have truth but we don't have love, then we're just going to be a noise to the culture around us. If we have love without truth, we're going to move away from the truth of God's word and the power to save and the power to change us. There's power in the word of God. But if we have both, we'll be influential for Jesus. Have you ever met a person with a lot of love and a lot of joy and peace and kindness and the fruit of the Spirit? Who doesn't want to be around that person? They gain influence with everybody around them. For the past 17 years, I've been spending my life doing evangelistic ministry, telling people the gospel story about Jesus and what he can do in their lives, and also helping people build their life around the gospel. Started an organization called Think Eternity, and we've really just been dedicated to that. And we've come to the point where we feel like half of the ministry that we do now, thanks to the internet and social media, is online. And so we're ministering to people through those means, which is kind of surprising for me, because I was actually, I don't know about you, but I was slow to get on social media. But I quickly realized as we began to do social media how it is an amazing tool of ministry. And we're really just doing all of this to help people know more about Jesus and to help people build their lives around the great truths of the gospel. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, it talks about how joy will be a natural result putting our trust in Jesus Christ. And I've seen how when people come to faith in Jesus Christ that didn't have it before, there's this amazing new joy that comes in their lives. No one had to tell them they had to have it. No one had to explain to them how to get it. It just appears. You know, you hear Christians talk a lot these days about, does God want us to be happy or does he want us to be holy? And there's all sorts of answers to that question. Many people will say, God wants us to be holy. He doesn't care very much about our happiness. That's not a big deal to him at all. And the reality of what I believe is that from the scriptures, that both things are true. Because the Bible says God wants to give us joy. I believe God wants us to be holy in different areas of our lives so that we'll be ultimately happy. I think God wants us, like a good father, the Bible talks about God is our Father in heaven, and he wants us to be holy in areas of our lives so that we won't hurt ourselves, so that we won't hurt others, and that we'll walk in the joy that he has for us, this great happiness. C.S. Lewis once said, we've been offered this happiness, this joy in our lives, and we mess around like kids in a puddle in a slum, like this is the greatest thing there is, when someone's offering us a holiday by the ocean. You know, we just don't know what that is. And so we're sitting here playing in our little mud puddle thinking this is the best it gets. That's a great definition of why God wants us to be holy, why he brings truth into our lives. So important. Billy Graham said this powerful statement as well. God hates sin like a father. He hates the things that will pull us away from him and will keep us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?